A wind energy developer says a lack of transmission is holding back wind development in North Dakota. John D. Donato is Vice President for Renewable Development and Origination with NextEra Energy. He told the legislature's Energy Development and Transmission Committee, transmission is handled in North Dakota by two independent system operators that serve multiple states, the Midwest Independent System Operator and the Southwest Power Pool. He says because they pool from a number of different companies, the problem comes in who pays what part of the cost of transmission.
Consensus around costs are very hard to come by. No one wants to pay for something that they don't fully understand or believe belongs on the back of their customers or their citizens, if you're the Public Service Commission or others here. And the cost of who or the question of who pays always comes up.
Donato responded to a question from the chairman of the committee, Senate Majority Leader Rich Wardner of Dickinson.
Transmission is limited, therefore we now cannot add any new generation. Now the generation that's there in MISO West, that's not zero, but it's zero going forward, zero increase. Is that what you're saying?
That what's there already is unaffected. But going forward, if we want to add anything new, wind, gas, on top of what's already on our system here, it's potentially zero.
Donato said one way to try to solve the issue is for the independent system operators to do more long-range planning so that those cost issues can be worked out.
New transmission is going to be critical for North Dakota, and however we're able to, in this state, incentivize or at least encourage these transmission entities to do long-range planning, we should do.
NextEra Energy says it has invested $2.7 billion in renewable, oil, and gas production in North Dakota. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.